This is Think History. I'm Bill Goodman. Richard Hawes, Kentucky's second Confederate governor, was ushered into Frankfort on October 4, 1862, by General Braxton Bragg for a ceremonial inauguration intended to boost support for the state's Confederate sympathizers. Just as the proceedings were beginning in the House Chamber of the Kentucky Capitol, the sound of cannons booming announced the close proximity of federal troops. The inauguration was cut short, and the planned ball canceled. 4 days later, the Battle of Perryville concluded what Confederate loyalists had hoped would be a grand invasion of Kentucky. Hawes retreated and became a governor in exile, attempting to maintain the illusion of Kentucky's Confederate government. When the war ended, Hawes returned to his native Bourbon County to find his home burned by Union troops and one of his four sons killed. Hawes took the oath of allegiance to the United States in September 1865, and a year later was elected county judge of Bourbon County.
Think History is a production of Kentucky Humanities, where we've been telling Kentucky stories for 47 years. Learn more at kyhumanities.org.